This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki is set to brief foreign diplomats on Nepal's political situation and elections. Government unveils reform plan to boost public service and industry. Nepal taking on Samoa today for T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific Qualifier Trophy. And leaders Trump and Putin agree to meet in Hungary as Ukrainian President Zelensky heads to Washington for talks. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki is holding a special briefing with heads of 26 diplomatic missions and foreign ambassadors at Sima Durbar this afternoon. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting, beginning at 2:30 p.m., is the first of its kind since Prime Minister Kharki assumed office. Discussions will focus on Nepal's current political situation and preparations for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March next year. The meeting comes a day after the government decided to withdraw ambassadors from 11 countries. The interim government is tasked with conducting next year's parliamentary elections. The government has introduced the Immediate Reform Action Plan 2025 to enhance the effectiveness of public services and promote industrial growth. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Anil Kumar Sinha launched the plan, which includes 20 action points for the industrial sector, 8 for commerce and 11 for supply. The plan is said to be completed within 5 months. Formulated after consultations with the stakeholders, the plan aims to improve service delivery and create a favorable environment for economic growth. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has urged the international community to visit Nepal, highlighting its rich natural beauty and diverse cultural heritage. Speaking at a World Bank Group discussion on sustainable tourism for employment, livelihood and economic growth on Thursday, Finance Minister Khanal emphasized that Nepal warmly welcomes visitors with exceptional hospitality and quality services. The event was attended by representatives from several countries and focused on promoting tourism as a key driver of economic growth and sustainable development. 3 months into the current fiscal year, 43 local labels have yet to present their budgets, violating the constitutional mandate. Of the 753 local labels across Nepal, most are required to announce their budgets by the third week of June each year. According to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration, 94.29% of local units have submitted their budgets, while 5.71% have not, mainly due to lack of political consensus. Kushi province has two local levels, Itari and Dharan, that have not presented their budgets. But this province accounts for the larger share with 34 local units, including Janakpur, Rajbiraj and Malungwa, failing to do so. In Bagmati province, Khaniya Bas rural municipality in Thading has missed the deadline, while in Lumbini, Palinanda, Kota Himai, Suddhodhan and Tulsipur have yet to submit their budgets. Chhatreswar rural municipality in Karnali province also remains pending. All local labels in Gandaki and Sudurpashchim provinces have completed their budget processes. The third day of the 10th Central Committee meeting of the CPA Nirmal is underway in Javlakhel of Lalitpur. According to Rajendra Gautam, head of the Department of Publicity and Publication, Central members and office viewers who have not yet spoken will share their views on the political report presented by Party Chair KP Sharma Oli. Around 200 Central members have already expressed their opinions. Chairman Oli will later conclude the session by responding to the suggestions and outlining the party's future direction. National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal has left for Geneva this morning to attend the General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, National Assembly Chair Dahal will address the Assembly from the 19th to 23rd of October and hold bilateral meetings with parliamentary leaders of various countries. The delegation will also take part in the IPU Standing Committee's activities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to hold face-to-face talks in Hungary within 2 weeks, following what Trump described as a very productive phone conversation on Thursday. According to the BBC, the call, the first between the two leaders since mid-August, focused on post-war trade prospects between the US and Russia. High-level delegations from both countries are also set to meet next week, with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio leading the American side. The development comes as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrives in Washington for a meeting with Trump on Friday. Zelensky is expected to push for U.S. approval to supply Ukraine with Tomahawk missiles capable of striking deep into Russia. Trump, however, has expressed caution, saying the U.S. can't deplete its stockpile of Tomahawks. He said he would brief Zelensky on his conversation with Putin during their meeting. Prosecutors in Bangladesh have called for the death penalty for former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina over her alleged role in a deadly crackdown on student-led protests last year that ended her 15-year rule. According to the BBC, Hasina, who fled to India after being ousted, is on trial for crimes against humanity. Prosecutors cited a leaked audio clip in which she allegedly ordered security forces to use lethal weapons against demonstrators. Traitors, a charge she denied. Up to 1,400 people were killed during the unrest, the deadliest violence in Bangladesh since the 1971 War of Independence. The protests began in July 2024 over civil service job quotas for relatives of war veterans, but escalated into a mass movement demanding Hasina's resignation. Now a sports update. Nepal is taking on Samoa today in its final Super 6 match of the Asia and East Asia Pacific qualifier, aiming to lift the trophy. Having already secured a spot in next year's ICC T20 World Cup in India and Sri Lanka, Nepal leads the Super 6 table with 8 points, followed by the UAE and Oman with 6 points each. If Nepal defeats Samoa in today's 4:15 PM match in Oman, it will finish the tournament unbeaten and claim the qualifier title for the first time. Nepal strengthened its title hopes with a 38-run win over Oman on Wednesday. Captain Rohit Powdel said the victory fulfilled their World Cup dream and the team now aims to win the qualifier trophy. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the dry regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Karki is set to brief foreign diplomats on Nepal's political situation and upcoming elections. Government unveils reform plan to boost public service and industry. Nepal taking on Samoa today for T20 World Cup Asia and East Asia Pacific Qualifier Trophy. And leaders Trump and Putin agree to meet in Hungary as Ukrainian President Zelensky heads to Washington for talks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.